so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Thanks for tuning in. I think we've got a really important show for you today. No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, there's something at the forefront of your mind right now, something that's either breaking your heart, that's keeping you up at night, that's stirring up some fears, and maybe you're in a season of favor, but every single one of us are in some kind of not yet season where we're waiting for a breakthrough. What does God have to say about that? And does he have an opinion about the details of your life? Well, I'll tell you, Scripture says absolutely. Absolutely, yes. He delights in every detail of your life. In fact, Scripture says he actually holds you by the hand. He girds you up. And one of my favorite go-to passages is Psalm 139:5. It says, "You both proceed and follow me. You put your hand of blessing upon my head." Doesn't that just show his affection for you? Well, I'm excited to have you listening today because my friend Carol Kent joins me. She's got another beautiful book. This one's titled, "He Holds My Hand, Experiencing God's Presence and Protection." And it's a daily devotional. And we've got three copies. It is gorgeous. She and I were talking before the live show here, and her publisher nailed it. I'm telling you, this is a gorgeous, timeless, kind of like a coffee table book. But it's not just to sit there and look pretty. It's got great content. And we'll be just talking about just this idea that Jesus is with us. He holds us by the hand. He girds us up when we feel weak. He gives us insight when we feel lost, and we can trust him. So we'll be doing some readings from her book. We've got three copies. So email if you want to get in the drawing. Email livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. That's livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. You can put Carol Kent or He Holds Me or something like that in the subject line so we know that this is the book you're looking for. And don't forget that address. Quick announcement before we get Carol on the show with us here. A month from tomorrow, so December 21st, is our big, great giveaway. We do this every year on Live the Promise. Our hopes and our prayer every year is to mobilize thousands of you to engage in a random act of kindness, and not one that you planned on, one that's out of your comfort zone, one that you normally wouldn't do. This is good for you, and it's good for me. But I want you to picture cities just lighting up with acts of kindness. We're all mobilized, and I'm telling you, some of the stories that won in the years past, one guy and a couple of his friends put on a party for a bunch of children with special needs so that the parents could go on a date. So it was like a double blessing. So they covered it. They raised money to do it. They had a pinata and all this food for these precious kids, and then parents got to go out Christmas shopping or have a date. They won one year. So what are you saying? What do you win? So two of the most inspirational stories will win a great giveaway basket full of great books, some just fun Christmas goodies. That's my most fun part. I just get to go shopping for that. But those great giveaway baskets are valued at between $80 and $100 a piece. Now, here's one last thing I want to say before we get Carol on. Everybody, we just have amazing involvement. And on December 21st is when we open the phone lines. And it's like you come back from the mission field and you share your story. It's so amazing. Almost every year I get an email from somebody who says, "But Matthew 6 says, don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others or you'll lose your reward. I don't want to lose my reward." But if you look closer at that verse, it says, don't do them to be seen and to be admired. Right? That we're not doing it to be seen and admired. We're letting our light shine. That's another verse in Scripture where there are instances in Scripture where you see people giving in the open and there's like a celebrative spirit. The whole idea for this is to celebrate and inspire. So you don't have to give your last name. You can even call anonymously. But the point is to say, I gotta tell you what happened, or I gotta tell you what we did. It was amazing. And I'm telling you, we get notes from people every year after the great giveaway, people who had to pull over because they're crying, because they're so moved and blessed by your kindness and gifts. So I pray you'll do this, right? And you can even email me if you're too shy to call on that particular date. As soon as you've done your random act of kindness, email me and tell me about it. And let me know if you want me to read your name anonymously or whatever. I'll do that. All right, let me talk about my guest. We'll get her on the show. Carol Kent is best-selling author, popular public speaker, best known for being dynamic, humorous, and encouraging and biblical. All of those are true. I've heard her many times. She's a former radio show co-host whose messages have been featured on Focus on the Family. She's been a keynote speaker at Women of Faith, Time Out for Women and Heritage Keepers, Arena Events, as well presenter at the Praise Gathering for Believers and Vision New England's Congress. Wow, that's amazing. Carol, welcome back to the show.
Susie, thank you so much. It is always an honor to be on the air with you.
Yeah, we just love having you as well. And you know this, you've been on plenty of times. We love to start out by talking Scripture. And you chose Psalm 63:8. "I cling to you. Your strong right hand holds me securely." Fabulous passage. Talk about that.
Well, many of your listeners know a little bit about my journey with my son, we raised an only child, and he's a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, met and married a beautiful, previously married woman who had two little girls. And many people know that a year into their marriage, we received a middle-of-the-night phone call letting us know our son had been arrested for the murder of his wife's first husband. And we were in shock. There had been multiple allegations of abuse involving the biological father, and it appeared he was about to get unsupervised visitation. Jason's first out-of-the-continental USA assignment with the military would have been Hawaii, which would mean the girls would spend 6 weeks of the summer with their biological father if he had that unsupervised visitation. And in retrospect, Jason unraveled mentally, spiritually, emotionally, in every way, and did the unthinkable. And many times you and I have talked on the air about our journey with our son, with the book When I Lay My Isaac Down and A New Kind of Normal. And I began to think about what God was doing in my life as a result of this unexpected journey and how my personal time with him had changed as a result of a crisis-level situation. And I found that when I was newly in the crisis, it was very hard to read the Bible because I had so many tears, my eyes would blur and I couldn't read the words on the page. Or I would try to read a whole chapter and I would have to read it several times because when you're upset, it's really hard to comprehend what you're reading. Mm-hmm. And so I started reading one verse at a time. And that's where this devotional, He Holds My Hand, comes from. I thought, you know, one verse I can get a grip on. And I would read the verse and I would say, Lord, what are you speaking into my life as a result of this scripture? And then I began to meditate on the scripture and write in a journal as if it were God's prayer over me based on that scripture. And it brought me comfort and intimacy with the Lord. And it was just very restorative to my soul. And so this devotional is written from that perspective. And I have loved doing this project because it meant being in the Word every single day and listening to what the Holy Spirit wanted to speak into my life as a result of His eternal truth.
Hmm. So it was born in your heart, just a personal practice of sitting and marinating with the Word and then writing kind of a listening prayer. And just friends, as you're listening today, it's written that way as a listening prayer. And I'd love to just work our way through some of these in this January 2nd reading, Let Go of Worry. I'll read the Corrie Ten Boom quote and would love to have you read it. And I just feel like, friend listening today, you may need to just hear God's word to you that would just encourage you. And Corrie Ten Boom wrote this, Worrying is carrying tomorrow's load with today's strength, carrying 2 days at once. It's moving into tomorrow ahead of time. Worrying doesn't empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength. And Carol, if you could read the reading, that'd be great.
You've been stressed and anxious about future events. There are work concerns and family issues, along with financial challenges. It's hard to concentrate on what you have to do today because you already know the week ahead is filled with impossible situations, and you're not sure what you should do. You feel the weight of uncertainty, and it's too heavy for you to bear. Instead of worrying, talk to me. I love to respond to your requests. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Worrying about what hasn't happened yet and about what might never happen is fruitless and only robs you of the strength you have today. You will find me if you look for me, and I will provide all you need in perfect timing. I am never late.
Mm. And the passage at the bottom of the page, Matthew 7, verses 7 through 8, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be open. What I love that you chose that passage for the idea of worry, because there are a lot of go-to verses for worry that are really good and important. But this, to me, puts a new spin on it, because it really, there's times when we go to places of worrying. We're not asking and interceding and standing on faith and promises. We're going into our emotions and into our fears. I would love to know how you've navigated those waters over the years, Carol, with a son who's doing life in prison, how you've learned to what to do with your worry.
Well, I certainly want to be honest and say I don't handle it really well every single day. And I know we're approaching Thanksgiving and Christmas, these special holidays when families have reunions. And I just want to speak to every listener out there who is in a difficult place right now as you face the holidays. I think sometimes those are the hardest time periods in the entire year because everybody around you looks like they're having fun and they look like they're enjoying their families. And it's like you're looking into a picture that isn't going to be the picture for your family. And I know in my case, we will be spending Christmas Day in the visitation area of a maximum security prison, and we'll be having Christmas dinner out of the vending machines. And it's very hard not to be jealous or have some envy when you see other families that look more perfect than yours. And so I will be the first one to say, I'm someone who has worried a lot. I've had anxiety, but I'm learning every day where to go with that anxiety. And one of the most precious things to me, as I've been doing this, the devotional, He Holds My Hand, and working on this project, is to begin praying in a new way, Susie. I used to be the kind of person who would pray what I wanted to be the answer to my prayer. And I would say, oh, Lord, I'm so worried for my son. I have such anxiousness. Lord, I pray that Jason would be freed from prison and set free to come home and to have a normal life and to have his family and to be able to make a living outside of prison walls and to be able to serve you there. And then as I was doing this project, I began concentrating one day on the Lord's Prayer. And you know how I mentioned, just to take even a familiar verse and meditate on it. And I came to, within the Lord's Prayer, that little phrase, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And I realized I had been praying the wrong way. And I said, oh, Lord, I pray that Jason would one day walk in freedom if he could glorify you more on the outside than he can on the inside of a maximum security prison. Lord, I pray for that to happen, but if he can be your missionary on the inside and lead men to Jesus and mentor them and encourage them in their faith and lead Bible studies, and if you can be more glorified with keeping him where he is, Lord, as hard as it is for me to pray this way, thy will be done. And that's one of the hardest prayers I've had to pray, Susie. And one of the devotionals is based on that. But I think it is so essential that we take what God's word says and say, Lord, how does that apply to me in my circumstances right now? And you know, when I began applying that scripture, I began to sense a release of anxiety.
Wow.
And I found that my worry began to go away because I realized as I look at what my son is doing on the inside of this prison, that God is being glorified and that I can rejoice in that and know my prayer has not been answered in the way I wanted it to be answered. But I am so aware of the fact that God is at work in ways that I can hardly believe. And I know that we are praying for something that is important because men behind bars are finding Jesus as their personal Savior. And that is a good thing.
Talking to Carol Kent, thy will be done. Maybe that's the prayer that God's asking you to pray. It's a prayer of surrender and a prayer of faith. And God is good. He is good. And his promises are true. Carol Kent's book is He Holds My Hand, Experiencing God's Presence and Protection. If you'd like a copy, want to get in on the drawing, just email livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. Put Carol Kent in the subject line. And don't forget that mailing address. And we will be back in a minute. The line that we're hearing right now, we will see the enemy run. We